Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garathy, and we are studying Surviving Life, a series based on Genesis 39:21. In this session, we'll be looking at Genesis 39, verses 6 to 12, the challenge of sexual temptation. Let's read those verses of our text. Genesis 39, beginning with verse 6. Now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast longing eyes on Joseph. And she said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said to his master's wife, "Look, my master does not know what is with me in the house, and he has committed all that he has to my hand. There is no one greater in this house than I, nor has he kept back anything from me but you, because you're his wife. How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" So it was, as she spoke to Joseph day by day, that he did not heed her to lie with her or to be with her. But it happened about this time when Joseph went into the house to do his work, and none of the men of the house was inside, that she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." But he left his garment in her hand and fled and ran outside. God helped Joseph overcome the challenge of sexual temptation. This story reads like a soap opera with four primary characters. Joseph, a powerless slave, well-built and handsome. Mrs. Potiphar, a lonely woman with time on her hands. Potiphar, a busy husband, often away from home. And God, who was with Joseph and gave him success. We live in a world of sexual temptation. It pervades our world and enters our lives through the internet, TV, movies, music, school, and society in general. God can help you overcome the challenges of sexual temptation. And our text gives us three ways to overcome sexual temptation. First, overcome sexual temptation by obeying God. Verse 9, "There is no one greater in this house than I, nor has he kept back anything from me but you, because you're his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" Joseph recognized that sexual purity is a spiritual issue, and that sexual misconduct is a sin against God. Sex outside of marriage is an activity outside of God's purpose. Obey God in purity. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 18 to 20. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 through 5. "For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God." Billy Graham said, "The devil will always have a ship ready when a man wants to sail away from God." So, obey God in purity. Obey God in marriage. Genesis 2:24. "Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." Ephesians chapter 5, verses 21 and 22, and then verse 25, "Submitting to one another in the fear of God. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. Husbands," verse 25, "love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her." Don't misunderstand the immediate results of obedience. Before he experienced success, Joseph was falsely accused and thrown in jail. You may lose your job. You may lose your acceptance by peers. You may be ridiculed. You may be avoided by friends. You may be the only one that is obedient to God. Then be the only one. Obey God at any cost and enjoy the blessing of His presence and His strength. Second, overcome sexual temptation by respecting marriage. Verse 9, there is no one greater in this house than I, nor has he kept back anything from me but you, because you're his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Joseph considered the husband of Mrs. Potiphar. He showed respect to Potiphar. He may have thought, I would not do this after all he's done for me, or I won't do this despite what he's done to me. Joseph may also have considered what Potiphar would do to him if he did. When you're faced with sexual temptation, consider your husband or wife, the other person's husband or wife. Show respect to your wedding vows and to their wedding vows. Whatever difficulty is in your marriage or another person's, don't take advantage of circumstances that may express difficulty, strain, vulnerability, or loneliness. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 3 through 5. Let the husband render to his wife the affection due her, and likewise also the wife to her husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his body, but the wife does. Do not deprive one another except with consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again so that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. Sexual purity is also important before marriage. Remember, you're dating someone's future husband or wife, and someone is dating your future husband or wife. Whether you're a newlywed or celebrating your golden anniversary, when temptation comes, guard against it. Marriage is important to God. And then third, overcome sexual temptation by standing firm. Joseph resisted Mrs. Potiphar's advances. She said, lie with me. He refused. She continued her pursuit of the young men. She spoke to Joseph day by day to lie with her or to be with her. He kept refusing, and finally he ran away from her. What's the point? Consider the usual progression of sexual temptation. Flirtation, eyes, movements, gifts, invitation, come to bed with me. Continuation, attempt to wear down. Culture showers us with temptation. Movies, music, TV, the internet, in attempts to wear us down. Sex appeal is used to sell everything from cars to rice. The answer is to flee. Turn and run. Recognize the voices of temptation. She doesn't meet my needs like you could. If you love me, you will. No one will ever find out. We'll be married one day anyway. God understands. Just this once. Well, heed God's word. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. How do you put these into obedient practice? Well, pray. Avoid tempting people at work, at home, at school, when traveling, or in general social situations. Get away from tempting people and situations. Don't hang around to see what happens. Just leave. Be rude if necessary. Be tough with your emotions. Enlist an accountability partner. Eliminate temptation, trouble before it starts. Whatever your situation, whether you're young, old, married, divorced, widowed, single, sexually active, or a virgin, purpose to be a Joseph. Live a sexually pure life. God plans sexual activity solely for the marriage union. Forget the past. Start where you are. From this day forward, make a choice to overcome the challenge of sexual temptation. Claim the power of Jesus Christ in you and make a vow to live sexually pure. This means you may have to lose something or someone to be obedient to God. Of course, that is in the short term. In the future, you will experience the real thing of God's choosing and His plan. Make a vow right now to be sexually pure in obedience to the Lord. You have a great day.